Things are going really good. You know, I guess we're playing slightly bigger shows now, and more people are coming. But I still feel kind of, I'm still feeling kind of humbled by it all, and just trying to do my best and play good shows every night on tour.
So, does that still, you know, incorporate you just with an acoustic guitar, or is there a more band-based element to it now?
Yeah, well, I'm touring with a band at the moment, but even though the album and EPs I made were kind of acoustic, there were other, you know, bits of percussion and other noises on them. So it's kind of nice to replicate that a bit more accurately.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, does it ever get sort of frustrating when it's just you with an acoustic guitar? Or is that a separate entity to the band?
Yeah, you're right. It's completely separate. But, you know, I wrote the songs by myself on an acoustic, and that's why I enjoy playing them.
Yeah. To be honest, it's the lesser-known ones that I particularly like of yours. Like, I remember you showcased Bottle Baby last year, and that was just incredible. That blew my socks off completely. And it's
thank you so much, man. I love that song.
It's incredible. It's, you know, it's the one song that if anyone says, so is this guy that you're chatting about, Benjamin Francis Leftwich, it's the one song that I share of yours, because stands out, because it is very, very good. I mean, what are the standout songs off Last Smoke and your EPs for you?
I don't know if standout's the right word, but I love playing a song called Butterfly Culture. It's one of the older ones, and it's a song I still feel really, really connected to.
Well, what is your kind of writing process? Do you do it on the road, or is there a specific place you like to retreat to get the pen and paper out? Or, I mean, what goes through your mind?
I do write a bit on the road, but I tend to just try and write wherever I feel comfortable, you know?
So what are some big tracks of yours? I mean, what have we got? Atlas Hands, Pictures, whereabouts were these kind of songs recorded?
They were recorded in a church in Finsbury Park, London, over winter, and it was an amazing time with a producer called Ian Grimble. And I actually wrote Atlas Hands in France just after I finished college, and I was staying in a big old house there for a while.
Right, okay. And so did you drop out of college then, or did you complete it all and then pursue music?
I just about completed it.
Right, okay. Pass the flying colours, or was it the music that really took precedence?
It wasn't flying colours.
Okay. It was always the music for you then?
Yeah.